2009. I'd like to be filled with the Spirit. I'd like to be caught up in the third heavens. It's your turn, church. It's your turn, young people. It's your opportunity to have it for yourself. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. You got a microphone? 2 Timothy chapter number 1. Paul has already felt it for himself. He's writing now to another generation. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 5, Brother Douglas Mehta, what's he say?
When I call to remembrance,
he said, I remember
the unfeigned faith.
The unfeigned faith
that is in thee.
That is in you.
Which dwelt first in thy grandmother.
Which dwelt first in your grandma. I remember your grandma had it. I remember coming to her house and the glory of God had touched her while she was fixing me a meal. I remember grandma having it. Amen. But then he said it wasn't just grandma, but there was another one. Who was it?
Wherefore, and thy mother and you.
Thy mother Eunice. It wasn't just for grandma, but it was for mom and dad. Amen. But what about the next one?
And I am persuaded.
I am persuaded.
I am persuaded.
What?
That in thee also.
That in thee also. It's not just for grandma. It's not just for mom. It's not just for dad. But it's for you also. It's your turn. You can have the power. You can have the purity. You can have his presence. You can have the glory. It's your turn. Go to Acts chapter 2. Brother Aaron Brock already quoted it tonight. You should have just went ahead and preached. I wouldn't have had to sweat so bad. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts chapter 2. Amen. Go down to about verse number 38, 39, somewhere in there.
Then Peter said unto them.
Peter stood up in the midst and said,
repent and be baptized, every one of you.
Repent and be baptized, all of you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
For the remission of sins.
Glory, go ahead.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Who's it for, Brother
Douglas? The promise is unto you.
It's unto you in the upper room.
And to your children.
It's for your children.
And to all them.
And all that are far off.
Even as many as the Lord our God shall
it's
call.
Your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn to get the Holy Ghost. It's your turn. I wish somebody would take the baton and say, it's my turn. It's my night. It's my service. I'm going to take it. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to pass it on. Hey, there's one right there. Anybody else want to take it? Anybody else want the glory? Ah, hallelujah. Anybody else want heaven to come down and fill you up? It's your turn, son. It's your turn, daughter. It's your turn, generation. It's your turn. 2009. Tonight is your night to let the Holy Ghost have his way. It's not just for moms and dads, but it's for the children. It's for your generation. Go ahead and flood the altars. Amen. Throw your hands up. Amen. Somebody else want it? There's another one. It's my turn. It's my turn. I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to pass it up. I'm going to live pure. I'm going to get passionate about God because I want his presence. That's it. Go ahead.